الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، الصلاة خير من النوم، الصلاة خير من النوم، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون. واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون. ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه، قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون. فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم. حتى إذا جاء أمرنا وفارت النور قل احمل فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول ومن آمن، وما آمن معه إلا قليل. وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجريها ومرساها، إن ربي لغفور رحيم. وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال، ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين. قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء، قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم، وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما يشركون أمن خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل لكم من السماء ماء فأنبتنا به حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون أمن جعل الأرض قرارا وجعل خلالها أنهارا وجعل خلالها أنهارا وجعل لها رواسي وجعل بين البحرين حاجزا أإله مع الله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإله مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين والنصيحة. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون، والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون، والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون، والذين هم لفروج محافظون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers, elders, and my young brothers as well, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was told by Mawlana Uthman Sahab that, mashallah, you lot are having a youth program every day after Fajr Salah. And he told me, I said, of course, I used to come here before. And I said, definitely, I will come, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we are in a position that we have nothing but to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing we can do is thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. We are in this masjid right now. How peaceful and how much peace do we have? We came to this masjid with full harmony. No one saying anything to you. No one's telling you. No one's seeing in a certain way. Yeah. With full harmony, with full peace, with full aman, alhamdulillah, you was able to come to the masjid. Not only that, in your houses, you're in your comfort. Not only that, you have the Qur'ans in your homes. You have the masajid in different areas. Alhamdulillah. We are so grateful. After having all these opportunities and all these blessings that we have, and all these, I can say, fortresses that we have, if we still decide to run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we still try to disconnect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a sign of us not being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first sign of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is utilizing the environment He has given. If Allah has made masajid available to us, then these masajid should be available for us, inshallah, for every single prayer. From Fajr, Zahar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. And this is why I read the verses of Surah Mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those servants who are successful. You know, we all strive to be successful, right? Our ultimate goal in whichever field we go into, right? If it's academic, if it's professionals, if it's your business, if it's sports, whatever it is, right? We want to be successful in our field, right? We want to be a successful doctor. We want to be a successful engineer. We want to be a successful person in a normal working place. Yeah, right? You want to be from one position to a higher position. From a normal customer, you want to become a manager. Right? Or if you're a sports person, you want to become a professional sports person. If you're a businessman, you want to take your business to a different level. Right? We want to be successful in whatever we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing who are the successful believers, right? This success is temporary. This life is temporary. And I always say that your soul that's inside your body is more older than the body you are living in right now. Your soul was already created. and is still going to be there, inshallah, after you die. This body that you have, these hands that you have, the skin that you have, the flesh that you have, the vision that you have, the hearing that you have, this is all temporary. This is all going to be questioned. Everything you see, everything you digest, everything you eat, everything you listen, you smell, you eat, you walk towards, is all going to be questioned. This is temporary. But the ruh that's inside your body, which was before you was created, and is going to remain after you die, this is what you need to really feed. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِ مُحَافِظُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that indeed those believers are successful. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those individual believers, في صلاتهم, in their own prayers, الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون, are in a position where they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full devotion and commitment. Alhamdulillah, we should be grateful that alhamdulillah, amongst how many Muslims that might still be in their beds, Allah has given you the opportunity to come to the masjid, alhamdulillah. The next step is to inshallah pray our salah with full devotion. Try to disconnect from the dunya. Completely disconnect yourself from the dunya and try as much as you can. The moment you raise your hands, some of the ulama, they say when you raise your hands, when you say takbir, takbir tahreema, it means that when you say Allahu Akbar, you are saying that you are leaving the dunya behind your hands. That now I am disconnecting myself from the dunya. The dunya is behind my hands, and now I am only connecting myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're fully devoted in, and you're committed in your prayers. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. This ayah, subhanallah, subhanallah, عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Those individuals, عَنِ اللَّغْوِ, who refrain themselves, who save themselves, who deny themselves, who say no to those things which do not benefit them. How many time wastes do we have today? You name it. From your social media, to your PlayStations, to your Fortnites, to your Call of Duties, to your football, to your football teams, to your football players, and whatever it may be, to fake news, all these devices that we have that do not benefit us. Have you ever been on your phone and seen how much time you are spending on social media? There's a setting, if you go on your iPhones, there's a setting, it says how much time you have spent. There was a news that was going around that an average person in the US spends 2 months or 3 months of his life on social media. When I say 2-3 months, that means full 24/7. How much time do you spend? Has social media benefited you in some sort of way? Has it put money into your pockets? Has it benefited your family? Has it got your family together? Has it connected your family or has it disconnected your family? So your social media is disconnecting you from your family, but it's connecting you to the world. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? So in one home, you see the little child on a tablet, you see the father with the mobile phone, you see the mother on her phone, you see one child watching cartoon, one child in his own room, the family is completely disconnected, one son has got a headphone on his head, listening to playing Fortnite, is completely unaware. I went to our family's home, right? I went to one person invited me to his house. His son was on, he had his headphones on, playing online loud. He doesn't know what, he has no clue. There's any, the father saying, go inside, go inside, go inside. He has no clue what's going on. Then the father had to go and shake him. You know, what happened? But there's my man over here, can you get some, whatever it is, fruits or whatever it is. You see what he's doing. You see what that's doing. Alright? So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah has mentioned this how many years ago? This Quran was revealed to who? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Jibreel, Ameen, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1400 years ago. Allah is saying, those individuals are successful who refrain themselves from those things that do not benefit them. And Shaykh Abu Futtah Abu Ghuda, in his book Qimat al-Zaman Ind al-Ulama, he says that if you want to know the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see yourselves what you have committed yourself into. If you can see yourself wasting time after time after time on your social media, on things which are not connecting you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unhappy with you. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you. This time that we have is very, very, very precious. Wallahi, my brothers, ask those individuals that are in the 50s, 60s, 70s, how fast did your life go? They say it was like a dream. I was 14, 15, today I'm 50. I don't know where my life has gone. Because you can't gather your life or like have access to it in a physical manner. There's no way you can do that. There's no way you can do that. From the age of the time you start thinking till you get older, you can't physically feel the time you have lived. It's like a dream. You don't realize it. We just go past. It just goes. Do you know how our example is that? Do you know if you have seen those videos where in a very big, if you go to a place where they slaughter chicken, right? How they breed the chicken and they take them out and they all get slaughtered and die. That's how we are. Literally. We all in this dunya, we were born, one day we're going to all die. But our real akhirah, our real jannah inshallah, our real pleasure, real success, real happiness is life after death. This is why my brothers and my youngers, my parents, my elders, my brothers, whatever I can say, right? Understand your purpose in life. Now, honestly, understand your purpose. My existence, this me being alive, what do I have to do with it? What am I doing with it? What is the reason behind this? What's the reason behind my movement, my vision, my eyesight, my food? What is the purpose behind this? Did I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, bring me to this dunya? I want to come to this dunya and I want to see the circuit that's going around this dunya. Did you do that? Did we do that? Did we ask Allah, please give us life so we can see what's going on in dunya? No, we never. What does that mean? We have come into this dunya without a choice. There's no choice. And are we going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, can you please take my life? I want to go now. Is that in your control? Well, how much time do I have? Let me know when you get bored. Inshallah, you can go. Is there breakfast as well? Oh, there's breakfast and you don't need to worry about anything. So, have you asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, please take me, I want to go now? That means we also don't have a choice. So, we never had a choice when we was born. We don't have a choice when we're going to die. So, why is it that when the insan comes in dunya, he thinks, oh, my choice, my this, in my opinion, my that. Why? Where has this come from? Where has your opinion come from? Our path, our direction is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, what my messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, what my companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum did, I'm going to follow. That's my path. And through that, yeah, right? I can say, for example, if you want to go to London, that's your destination, right? And whichever app you use, your Waze or Google, right? A lot of people use Waze, a lot of people use Google. That is what? Your mentor, right? Your guide, you follow it. Same way, our destination is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our mentor, our guide is who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what you do is, on the app, you write directions, you write Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And we'll show you the ways. So when you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you follow his lifestyle, and you follow his sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will show that there are so many ways going to your destination. How many ways? There's going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's coming to the masajid, praying a regular salah. There's so many ways. There's effort of deen. There's teaching. خَيْرُكُمْ أَن تَعْلَمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَمَ. There's going in jama'ah. There's so many ways. There's giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's looking after your family. You get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Helping another individual for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many ways. So many directions that are leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in what? In following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the moment you disconnect yourself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you disconnect from that app, you have lost track. Then you'll be misguided. Especially if you're in London, and you switch your map off, you're just going to be going round in circles. From here to there, to there, to there, to there. You won't have no clue. And that's literally how it is. If you don't follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if you don't follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we'll be lost, misguided. We won't know where we are going. Going round in circles, trying to find peace over here, trying to find peace over here, trying to find peace over here, getting into this habit, getting into that habit, that habit, that habit, that habit, and that's it. If you really want peace, and you really want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the place. The masajid, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. This masajid is the place where you will get direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these gatherings. How long has it been going for?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, mashallah, regular, every single day. Right, so you, mashallah, you have been bombarded with knowledge and information. And the reality is, if someone wants to talk, we can get this information again and again and again and again. And this can happen daily. But it's upon ourselves to implement this knowledge into our lifestyle. Right? So inshallah, it should be the case that after 2 weeks, subhanAllah, is it going to continue? Holidays. Yeah, so this is going to, from Monday, inshallah, we're all going to go back to work and the kids are going to go back to school. Right? So it's time to, inshallah, make this, whatever has been said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everything that has been said from other speakers and whatever it is, and we try to implement this in our lifestyle, in our day-to-day lifestyle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilize our youngsters, our young soldiers of deen, and utilize them for the sake of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilize the elders to guide them in the right path, and to give them the motivation and to discipline them, inshallah, to become the next leaders of our generations. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this masjid and the community as a whole. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah khair to Malna. Malna is an imam at Da'wat al-Haq. His father, respected Sheikh Ayyub, mashallah, he's been doing work of deen in Leicester for years upon years. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. As Mawlana mentioned, if there's one takeaway we can do from this 2 weeks, as he mentioned in the beginning of the 18th juz, قَدَ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, that when we leave on Monday, it shouldn't be that we wake up again at 8 o'clock and what's Fajr, what's not, we have no clue about it. So if there's one thing we can take away, is that at least, masjid we can try, but if it's difficult, then at least we can pray at home. We can do jama'ah at home. And if you are praying at home already, then we can make a point that we come to the masjid and pray. And if you are praying the masjid, then we should make a point that all the sunan we pray also. If you're praying the sunan, then we make a point that we pray the nafil as well. So let's try and do this. And as Mawlana mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. How much time do we just scroll on social media? And before we know it, time just gone like that. So let's make a point of these two things at least. That the first thing is salah, and the second thing is wasting time. Tomorrow, as we all are aware, will be the prize giving for those who came first, second. Everyone who attended, there'll be something for everyone, inshallah. So even if you just came one day or 2 days, anything, if you know people that came only one day, then whoever you know, call them over. Tomorrow, inshallah, there'll be something for everyone. And Mullah Asim will come also, and he's our guest speaker. So inshallah, we want tomorrow the masjid to be full, inshallah. Also, tomorrow, after the Dhuhr Salah, there'll be food arranged, pizza, chips for the children. So whoever's interested to bring their children after Dhuhr, if you have time, it's a Sunday, we all off work, inshallah. They can go to Hafiz Qayyum, and or they can message myself, or Hafiz Qayyum, or Uncle Amir, and they can just message that their son will be coming. How many sons, how many children will be coming? So that way, inshallah, we can organize the food. So, and inshallah, right now, I request all the brothers to go out to the back and have some breakfast, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.